At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Bill Nibauer runs the Tim Worth Foundation, and they do some great work, and he came across a gem for an upcoming fundraiser that just falls your way sometimes. Bill, thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks, Mike. How are you doing?
Good. I drove through Bird Island yesterday, and I saw the sign for the Orth Foundation.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, right down 212.
We're setting it all up.
Yeah. Explain what the Tim Worth Foundation is.
Well, we're a nonprofit organization called the Tim Worth Memorial Foundation, and we help children in the area, in a big area. We cover a lot of area in Minnesota, and their events are coming up the end of this month, so we're kind of excited to get rolling. We had to stop for a couple years because of the pandemic, but we're moving now, and we do a couple games. We do a girls' game and a boys' game, but The neat thing is we have a whole bunch of entertainment that comes, a lot of people from other teams, you know, like Crunch comes from the Timberwolves and Utah Jazz Bear comes and Dallas Mavericks Mazman come. And this year we have the Kid Kondo, the Clippers mascot. And
how'd you get him?
From all of, you know what? He's actually on one of that Hungary world champion, dunk team for, United States. And so some of the guys that are on that dunk team decided that they've been coming to our Tuff Foundation benefit every year, and he found out they were coming, so he wants to come. And, you know, and that's how we get people like that. The Utah Jazz team, you know, comes, their dunk team comes, and the Fargo Moorhead and Acro team. So we have.
Oh, the Fargo Moorhead Acro team is worth the price of admission. They're so good.
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing. And you put them in a smaller gym, and you know
they
you
rock it, huh?
Yes, they do. It's amazing.
Who was Tim Worth?
Every year. Well, Tim Worth was a boy that I used to coach years ago in basketball, and he got a brain tumor when he was a junior in high school, and so we just threw a benefit together for him to try to help him and his family, and it worked really well. And I believe the first year we did, I called the Timberwolves, and Crunch came down for our event, and then. And so we raised some money, and Tim died the next year, Valentine's Day. And then we decided, you know what, we might as well help other children. So we've been doing it for many, many years. I believe this is like the 27th year we've done it. We've raised a lot of money, and we give it all away, 100%. Nobody gets paid. Everybody's volunteer. All this entertainment volunteers when they come up. So it's kind of fun to do.
Bill Nibauer is our guest. And the money goes who are the kids in need? What are their needs that you're trying to help nourish?
A lot of them, Mike, you know, a lot of them have, like, cancer and car accidents and just other strange illnesses and diseases that I can't even hardly pronounce. But, you know, so they fill an application. We try to help everybody that we can. We usually get about 25 children a year we help. So, And we've raised, you know, millions of dollars in 20, That's 27 awesome. Years, so we're doing pretty good for a small town.
Well, I guess. It's unbelievable. And you've been at the forefront of that. Now, obviously, you're always looking for silent auction items and things like that when you have a fundraiser, and you stumbled upon one this year that was fairly unique. Explain.
Well, it was kind of interesting because, we do a silent auction every year, and we try to get things, and people donate things, and working with some of these professional teams, we get items from their team and stuff. And this a couple years ago, it was during right before the pandemic, a lady called me and she said that she has a football that was signed by the 1960 Minnesota Gophers football team, which were national champs that year. And I said, "You do? How'd you get that?" She said, "Well, I was on a dance squad that we performed for them the night before one of the big games." And she said, "I signed it and I gave it to my mom. She put it in her closet and then forgot about the football. Then they were cleaning her mom's house out after she passed, and she stumbled across this football. So she put it in her house, and she's had it for 62 years. And she just said, I want to donate to the benefit." So, it's a football that has, roughly 24 names on it, including Sandy Stevens and Bobby Bell and coaches and stuff. And she asked me if I wanted to put it on the auction. And we thought, wow, this is a one of a kind. There's not another one, anywhere. I called the Gophers. They don't even have one in their Hall of Fame trophy case. So it's like, we have one. And we decided that we're going to put it on an auction. So not knowing how to let people know about it, we decided to go on the Better World .org. So it's TOMF .betterworld.org. And then people all over can look at it and they can see the picture of the football. We do have a couple programs too that are signed by Carl Eller and Sandy Stevens and other players. And this way people can look at it all over by just going on there and checking it out, see the football, and hopefully bet on it. We raise money for all these sick children we're helping.
And when does the actual event take place?
Well, the benefit is Saturday, the benefit in Bird Island. We do three of them. The benefit in Bird Island, where we're doing an auction, is Saturday, March 26th. That's Saturday, March 26th, and the doors open at 4 o'clock. That's one of them. And then we do one on the 25th, and that's one in Basso, and we do one on the next weekend in Glencoe.
Nice. And they all have kind of different things but the same feel?
Yeah, different. They're different. I mean, we get the entertainment to come up the first weekend. They don't come back the second. They do a lot of different things in Glencoe. But this entertainment comes for the Friday night and Saturday in Wabasso and Bird Island because it's kind of hard to get them two weekends in a row. So, but they come up. They spend the day, the entertainment, and they just have a lot of fun. And like I said, once they find out what they're doing it for, they want to come back every year and bring their friends. So that's what makes it successful.
Bill, this is obviously tournament week and hockey tournament, basketball tournament. You and I played against each other once back, about 40 years ago. I was a freshman coming off the bench. And Bird Island did a number on us in the region tournament on their way to a state championship. And you won it in football and basketball. And, of course, you had a guy by the name of Barry Wohler that wasn't too bad running the show.
No,
but what are those memories like for you every year when the state tournament comes back and you played on that state championship team back when it was only two classes?
Well, that was quite a thing. In fact, I just was in the school and I seen a picture of our football and basketball team picture back then. And, that's a long time ago and I don't know where the years went, but it was sure a lot of fun. I mean, you talk to the guys. I just talked to Barry last week again and just to see how he's doing at Orono. So it's just kind of fun. A lot of memories, but boy, they sure go by fast. And you probably realize that.
Boy, do I, man. But it's funny because I was driving down 212. I was out in Granite Falls yesterday. And as you drive through those towns, Bill, everyone has kind of a different memory or a person you played with or against, all those things, especially when you go 212 because, it just starts in Norwood Young America and then there's Glencoe and then you get Hector, Bird Island, Olivia, Danube, all those. And every one of them conjures up an image or a memory or a stage gym that you played on or something like that, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And, when we were playing basketball, our first round, we played against Danube, and we played them the first...
In the state tournament, right?
Year. in a state tournament.
And you're like 7 miles apart, and you know, population 1,000 versus population 700, and you both made the state tournament. I mean, that's just incredible.
Right, right. And it was a lot of fun because we all knew each other. Didn't like to lose against each other, but we were all pretty much friends. And it was, you know, and even nowadays we run into each other once in a while, and you talk about good old days.
For sure. And you had that guy named Barry that was kind of the difference, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Barry, he came out to our farm a lot when he was younger. And, yeah, we have a lot of good stories.
You must have had a hoop on the barn or in the hay barn if he came out there.
Well, we did, and we played a lot of baseball. And our roof of our barn was the home run fence. You know, if you hit it, you can walk around. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, fun stuff. Bill, thank you so much. Give the website again if people are interested.
Okay, if you go under tomf.betterworld.org, on Thursday, March 24th, you can bid from 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock.
Okay, but not until the 24th of March.
The 24th of March,
and
right.
Tim Orth Foundation, if you Google it, will probably take you there. Hey, Bill, thank you so much. Have a good rest tonight. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, and you guys have a good weekend.
You bet. Bill Nybauer.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.